Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Last week on Open House, I flagged that we'd be having an important discussion on a new and controversial advertising, billboard and busback campaign entitled Jesus, a Prophet of Islam. It's been launched by an organisation called My Peace in a bid to encourage Christians and Muslims to find common ground. They say the only difference between the two faiths is that Muslims say Jesus was a prophet of God and Christians say he is God. Now I'm bound to declare what you'd all know, the clear Christian voice that Open House seeks to present here each Sunday night. There's no doubt about where we come from in this sort of debate, but we should also not be afraid to engage in this debate and respectfully explore the important questions it raises. Be keen also to tap into your feelings about this. If we have freedom of speech in this country, why shouldn't something like this have a place in the public square? Or you may ask, what has our so-called tolerant society come to if, as some would see it, a blasphemy like this is tolerated? Give us a ring, 1300 40 2020, or post on our Open House Community Facebook page. To explore these claims and the issues they raise, we're joined tonight by Dia Mohammed, the organiser of My Peace, and also a good friend of Open House, John Dixon, the director of the Centre for Public Christianity, two men who, again respectfully, have debated each other on questions like this in the public square in the past. Dia and John, thanks so much for joining us.
No, thank you for having us.
It's Open House. Great to be here. But let me say firstly that I see Dia more as a friend than I do a debate partner from the past.
Yeah.
So I just think it's important for our listeners to know that.
Good way to start. Dia, from the look of this campaign to me, it seems like you're seeking converts to Islam. Is that a fair thing to say?
No, okay. It's not. The purpose of this is really to, there's no doubting there's a lot of misconceptions about Muslims out there in Australia, be it in the media or, and I don't blame the media, I don't blame Australians, I actually blame Muslims. Muslims in this country probably haven't been the best examples of what Islam is. And the billboards or the campaign and the message of Jesus, a prophet of Islam, is not to seek converts, it's actually to seek common ground with the majority of people in Australia.
It's not a crime to seek converts, though. I mean, Christians are well known for it.
Well, no, it's not a crime. It's not a crime. And if this was a campaign trying to attract people to make a Muslim, I would quite happily say it out in public and not try to butter it up. But this particular campaign is purely addressed at non-Muslims finding common ground.
What's arrested people's attention is the name Jesus, and that you've appropriated that widely respected name in our community.
Yes, and I appreciate that. I think what the vast majority of people don't know is Islam is the only non-Christian faith that believes in Jesus Christ. We're the only religion other than Christianity that call him the Messiah, Christ, that he was born of the Virgin Mary, that he performed many miracles and wonders, that, you know, in our most beloved and sacred book, the Holy Quran, there's a whole chapter named after Mary. You know, the vast majority of people don't know Muslims believe in that. And as you stated previously, the difference, there's one major difference, and yet it's very much a major one, the divinity of Christ, where we Muslims say that he's a prophet of God, and Christians say, and I won't speak about half Christian, but he's either God or the Son of God or one of the Trinity.
John Dixon, was he a prophet of God or more than that?
Well, he was a prophet of God. In fact, you find plenty of statements in the Gospels where it calls him a prophet. And I guess the advertising campaign, Jesus was a prophet of Islam, is nicely ambiguous because it could be read to say Jesus was a prophet who predicted Islam, which I know Dia happens to believe is the case, or it could mean, less controversially, that in Islam, Jesus is regarded as a prophet. So he's a prophet of Islam in that sense. So I think it's actually a really smart campaign, and I congratulate
Dia. It certainly attracted attention.
And look, frankly, I wasn't the least bit disturbed by it. I was more disturbed by some of the Christian response to this.
Yes.
Or not even the Christian response. Some of the secular response found this outrageous. I think, good on you, mate.
Oh, thank you. And to be fair to Australians and the Christians, I must say, and I've stated this a number of times, that the vast majority, the overwhelming majority of Christians, Australians, have been supportive of it, like John is. So as with anything, the negative always sort of outweighs the positive. Same with Muslims. If a few Muslims do, will say a few things wrong, but I will say, the vast majority of Christians especially have been very supportive. And
John, should they be supportive of something that questions such a significant tenet of the Christian faith that Jesus is not perhaps God, but just a prophet?
Well, they should be supportive of Deer's right and the right of his organisation and the right of the Muslim community generally to promote dialogue between us and even to promote their faith. This is not a Christian country. Christians don't have any mandate over this world. And so I reckon it's fantastic. And I will fight for Dia's right to be able to put on ads like this, because I want to put on ads too, where I say, Jesus is the Lord God in the flesh, yeah. Right? And Dia will support my right to do that. So what I really object to is Christians who think that it's a Christian country and therefore Muslims shouldn't be able to speak. It's nuts. It's a secular country, or at least it's a secularizing country full of lots of different faiths, and I am all for an open conversation, because only when you have open conversation does the truth out itself.
Dia, if there was a campaign launched by Christians similarly appropriating the name of Muhammad,
yep.
What would be the response of your community to that?
I think the difference, however, is for example, if Christians went out and put Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Now, in Islam, that the greatest sin or the greatest blasphemy is to take one, a partner of God, or make God into a man. So that's the greatest sin. But if Christians put on Jesus, our Lord and Saviour, although that's a great sin in Islam, it's a fact of Christianity. Okay, so no Muslim will ever take offense to that, because in Christianity, that is a fact. Jesus is Lord and Savior. In Islam, it's a fact out of Islam that Jesus Christ is a prophet of Islam. So when we see, for example, we see billboards, or those little posts saying Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, although in Islam, that's a great sin, it doesn't bother any Muslim. And we don't take any offense to that at all, because in Christian faith, That's what it is.
But if there was a Christian campaign to appropriate the name of Muhammad, what would be the response of that?
The difference is that Muhammad doesn't have a place in Christianity.
No.
Christianity do reject him as a prophet, of course.
But if he was used, as I suspect Jesus is used in this campaign, to attract attention.
But you couldn't really use him without... I guess what I'm trying to say is in Islam we also have Jesus. But in Christianity, there's no mention of Muhammad, or you don't accept Muhammad as a prophet. So there'll be, I guess, no need to raise Muhammad.
Although you can do lots of things with advertising.
Oh, you could say Jesus Christ, the last, for example, which explicitly rejects the prophet Muhammad because he came after.
Yep.
Whatever I believe, I think, and this is my personal opinion, is a fact of the religion you practice. I think it's not a problem at all.
John, what are we to say about the identity of Jesus Christ then in the context of this discussion?
Well, I think the really interesting question, and it's where Dia and I, despite friendship, poles apart, is he's right to say that Jesus is a prophet of Islam as an Islamic statement. That is an Islamic statement. The Quran makes it very clear that he is a prophet of Islam. The question a Christian will always ask is, what grounds do I have for trusting a text written 600 years after Jesus, the Quran, when I have plenty of texts written within living memory of Jesus that say that he actually claimed to be God? So we believe totally different things, even though we affirm each other's right to disagree in public. And I really think that tolerance needs to be better understood. And I know that Dear is really motivated to get a lot more tolerance between the faiths. But tolerance doesn't just mean blindly accepting as true anyone else's viewpoint. That's not tolerance. That's called turning off your brain.
Agreed.
Because the two views are irreconcilable.
Diametrically opposed. Yeah. Tolerance really is the noble ability to profoundly disagree with someone and profoundly care for them at the same time. Mm. That's real tolerance. Now, Christianity says that Jesus is God in the flesh. And we have statements from Jesus' own lips in first century texts saying that. 600 years later, the Quran says that's not true. And Deer, on the basis of the Quran, can say that Jesus isn't God, that he was just the Messiah, he was just a prophet. And I guess the person listening to our conversation may want to ask Deer, what grounds do we have for trusting a statement 600 years after Jesus when we have plenty of statements written shortly after Jesus?
Deer, how would you answer that?
I would agree. And that's, I guess, where John and I had a debate some years ago. And that's how you build tolerance, is I've brought quotes from Scripture, from the Bible. He brought quotes from the Quran. And then we discuss those. I mean, if time were permitted, we could, you know, I could pick out verses in the Bible which would strengthen our Muslim points argument. John would bring out and counter it. And that's what I believe. And that's the whole point of it. Believe how you tolerate one another. Not to agree, but to understand. And so I understand your point of view and I understand where you guys are coming from Muslims and Christians.
The important thing to work out is if it's all on the basis of text, whose text's the right one?
Yeah, well, Muslims have an argument for their text, which, you know, obviously I'm not going to try and make. And Christians have their own arguments. And the people listening have to really work out for themselves which they think are the most compelling. But on this question, I mean, the most obvious issue is why trust a text 600 years after Jesus when we have one written so close to Jesus? And, you know, I guess there are a couple of other questions. I mean, I don't want to turn this into my interview. But, you know, I want to know whether in the advertising campaign, Jesus is a prophet of Islam, you meant it in the sense that Jesus prophesied about Islam.
Yep.
And that he actually taught Islam, not Christianity.
Yep.
Or your main emphasis was simply that in Islam he is honoured as a prophet.
The latter. That's exactly it. In Islam, that Jesus is honoured as a prophet. It's more of a, did you know Jesus is a prophet of Islam? And maybe it would have been better if I put, did you know? But it really was about to, I guess people say, Jesus and Islam, that doesn't go together. The common misconception is Muslims have Muhammad, Christians have Jesus, and that's why we're worlds apart. When really that's not the case, and that's why when I put Jesus a prophet of Islam, I wanted to say, well, really, that's, I didn't know that, you know, and build on that common ground.
Same final question to both of you. Have you been surprised by the response, Deer?
I've been surprised by the response in the support. Not so much negativity. You're going to have negativity. I mean, if a Christian was to put up a billboard that I would feel there's nothing wrong with it, and 99% of the Muslims would find out, you'd find 1 or 2% of Muslims that might say something or do something stupid, as happened with some of the Christians' response where it was abusive. But you don't judge a people on the minority, I believe. So I've been surprised by the support.
John?
Yeah, I agree with that. You can't judge a whole group of people on the basis of a few. And we've done that too much with our thinking about Islam. We need to take Islam on its own terms, not on our imaginary view of Islam. And that's why it's so important for us to get down to the tin tacks. We're not worlds apart in Islam rejecting Jesus. We're worlds apart theologically in thinking, as I do, that Jesus is God in the flesh and Dia sees him as only a prophet. And that my belief is actually a blasphemy. It's the sin of shirk, right?
It's the
ultimate sin. Yeah. So what I hope is that people listening to this will go, hey, two guys who actually have radical different beliefs, whose beliefs are blasphemies to each other, can be friends.
That's right. That's exactly right.
I'm glad say to give myself. You the opportunity. John Dixon, Deer Mohammed, thanks very much indeed for joining us on Open House tonight.
No, thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
You may be looking at this as a spectator to both faiths without committing to either. I'm so glad that this is a program where you feel at home. What do you make of it all? And I'd be especially interested in your take on it, in particular how this discussion has taken place tonight. Are you of the Christian faith? How do you feel about Jesus' name being used like this? Does it raise questions in your mind about his identity? Are you of the Islamic faith? Is it necessary to promote that with the name of Jesus instead of Muhammad? We're open to all, 1300 40 2020, or post on our Open House Community Facebook page. I think it's also important to say something about why we've had this discussion tonight and why we've conducted it as we have, because there are some who'd prefer us not to give the, as it's put, the oxygen of publicity to such a campaign, that this is threatening to undermine Australia's heritage, and there are those claims around in the public square at the moment. I think we need to understand, and I think we need to celebrate the freedom of speech that we have in Australia, that such a potentially fraught discussion can actually be held civilly, as we've just had. This is just the kind of freedom that so many through Northern Africa and the Middle East are giving their lives for at this very moment. Said at the top, it's very clear where we come from. On Open House, where I come from, that based on the historical data, documentary evidence, texts, and my very real personal powerful experience, I do believe Jesus is the Son of God, God in the flesh. It's a central claim of the Christian faith. In fact, this discussion has enabled the clearest statement of that you can probably get. So to in some way shut down civil debate or engage in holy flame wars would hardly commend any faith to the spectator. And I'd say this, we need to be careful that by our words and actions we don't imperil any open discussion of questions of faith in our secular society in the future. The Christian faith has stood up to challenges like this for thousands of years, well before Islam. There have been actions and events in the history of both faiths, as they've engaged with each other, that hardly cover them in glory. I'd hope that, especially in the way we've conducted this discussion, that Christian people might just surprise a few Muslims and spectators to both faiths with some clarity, some grace and love, which are at the core of the Christian faith, indeed the example set for us by Jesus, Son of God.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast, thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.